and welcome to Root Causes, the PKI and security podcast, where a pair of industry veterans talk about all kinds of things related to PKI, including digital certificates, trust models, public trust, etc., etc. This is episode 19. I am Tim Callen, senior fellow at Sectigo, and I am joined by Jason Sirocco, CTO of IoT at Sectigo. How are you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing great, Tim.
So it's episode 19. It's a prime number episode. We like prime numbers, don't we?
We absolutely love prime numbers.
Yeah, so we're going to have fewer of them as time goes on. So let's enjoy them while we have them. Yeah. So there's interesting development very recently occurred in the industry, which is that the Mozilla Root Store has chosen to distrust a public CA. In this case, it's a French CA called Certinomis, C-E-R-T-I-N-O-M-I-S. And there has been public dialogue around this. And Mozilla has chosen that they are no longer going to trust these roots. So there's a lot to cover here. Maybe for starters, just what are roots and what's a root store?
In your browser, when you go to a lot of websites, you might see HTTPS. Most of you who are listening to this podcast, of course, know that's being protected by an SSL certificate. It basically means that there's an agreement, there's a handshake going on between the browser and the website, and it allows for basically communication to be encrypted between the two points. That's great. The thing is, I don't know if any of you have ever really who've used a browser probably every day might look at those certificates and examine them a little bit. And you might see that they are actually issued by certificate authorities. Yes. Well, those certificate authorities are chosen based on a number of criteria. It's actually quite difficult to become a CA, but sometimes those CAs misbehave and there are rules to become a CA. But the root store that you asked about, Tim, every browser makes a choice. Every browser manufacturer, vendor makes a choice about which certificate authority roots that it is going to choose to trust.
And there are lots of these roots. Like there are more than you think. There are hundreds of roots. I think the average IT decision maker could probably name 1 to 4 public CAs where they would know the name. They would probably know Sectigo or our old name Komodo as one of those four. But there are hundreds of them, and there are CAs all over the globe, and some of them are regional, local CAs that really focus on one market. And Certinomis is a perfect example of that. They're really focused on France in particular.
Every certificate authority vendor itself may have multiple roots depending on the trust model that they're trying to enact. So in other words, there are extended validation roots specifically for CAs that are separate from the DV certificate roots. So the whole concept around the roots is very important because embedded within the browsers themselves are essentially what is a white list of acceptable roots that are trusted by the browser.
That's exactly what it is. It is a whitelist, right? So there is a list of roots they want to trust. And if you're not on the list, you're not trusted. It's that simple. And so the browsers get to decide what they trust and don't. But then there's other infrastructure, that software and hardware, that also looks at these common root stores for its own trust. So you might be a router manufacturer, and you might basically say, I'm going to trust what Mozilla says, or I'm going to trust what Microsoft says. And so the Windows root store and the Mozilla root store wind up being extremely important in this regard. And they're not only affecting their own browser users, which are plenty good enough to determine to be the difference between an SSL certificate being practically useful and not being practically useful, but also they affect all kinds of other infrastructure as well. So not being trusted by Mozilla is tantamount to not having usable public certs.
Yeah, there's only so many browsers out there, and they tend to work in tandem.
Yeah.
And there's enough user base in each one of the major browsers that if you're untrusted by one, as you say, Tim, it's trouble.
Right. And so this is a big deal. This is essentially a nuclear option. when a major browser like Mozilla decides to stop trusting a cert or a CA, that is the coup de grace, right? That's causing that CA not to be in business. Basically, when Chrome decided to distrust semantic roots, they took semantic out of the SSL game. Yes. And so this is a big deal. This has happened, I'm going to say, 4 times in the last 5-6 years.
It's rare. It is only a handful.
And zero times before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a long list, and they actually, they had 7 things that Mozilla ultimately complained about. And I'm just going to run down the list. One of them is that they cross-signed another CA that had just been distrusted.
Oh, goodness.
So the CA was distrusted for having issuance failures, multiple issuance failures, and they turned around and they did a cross-sign with them immediately thereafter, okay. which seems to defeat the point of the whole thing. There's been a general, the complaint was that there was a general lack of responsiveness to various things that go on, and there's all of these things are like detailed documentation in the Mozilla board. Like, you can go read this stuff. They had problems with audits for the last 3 years. Their CPS, their certificate practices statement, doesn't meet all of the requirements, the baseline requirements. And then this is probably the biggest one, is they had one more, and then I'll get to the biggest one. So their OCSP, which we can probably explain what that means also, which is their real-time certificate validity checking responders, did not meet baseline requirements. And then more generally, their certificate issuance, they had a bunch of violations on not meeting baseline requirements. And so maybe a quick definition of baseline requirements makes sense. So the baseline requirements are, so the CA Browser Forum, there's a thing called the CA Browser Forum, and that is the voluntary organization that CAs and browsers and other relying parties get together, and this organization sets the rules for public certificates. And there are a few sets of rules. For example, Extended Validation SSL has its own set of rules, the EV requirements. But the baseline requirements apply to all public SSL certificates. You must follow baseline requirements for TLS and SSL certificates, or you're not following the rules. And these are meant to ensure that certificates are secure and that certificates are authentic, that they're really saying what they think they're saying. And so having a bunch of failures to meet BRs is a really problematic set of failures. And, you know, this has been going on a long time. So the Mozilla board, the discussion on the Mozilla board itself has gone on for quite a while. And there was back and forth, and different people weighed in. And finally, eventually, on the 23rd of May this year, the decision was made by the people who run the Mozilla Root Store that they were going to distrust Certinomy.
For those who are just casual listeners with an interest in PKI in general, listening to this, I think one of the takeaways that the average listener should take from this is that the CA Browser Forum and the people and the ecosystem, including the vendors who are entrusted with SSL and how trust on the internet works in mm-hmm. general. This is the system working, right?
Yeah.
So this is not just some vendor who made a small error and corrected it quickly. This is a systematic problem. And as you say, this is taking away trust from a root is a nuclear option, but
right.
I think everything you just rhymed off all together shows a systematic untrustworthiness that therefore that root just cannot be trusted.
That is super important, Jay. This is not an example of death penalty for parking violations.
Right.
Right. And we don't want it to be, because being a CA is a very complex business. CAs are issuing millions of certificates, and you know, for businesses all over the globe, all different kinds of businesses, between the BRs, the EVBRs, and our certificate practices statements, we have maybe 300 pages of documented codified rules we have to follow. I mean, it is a very detailed, precise, and complex business. And so, you know, we saw this, we just podcasted on this recently. There was an issue where it turned out that several CAs had unwittingly violated one of the baseline requirements about the size of passwords.
That's right.
By using a tool, one could say incorrectly, but the tool was easy to misuse. Let's put it that way. And as a result, they were technically in violation of the BRs. And under these circumstances, there's a remedy, which is you acknowledge the problem, you correct the immediate problem, you document what you did, and you create and implement a plan to prevent it from happening again, and then you document that. Like, that is what's supposed to be done. And every major CA has had mistakes where they violated the BRs. And what we do is we follow that process and get back to it. And if you look back to the list of complaints, one of the other complaints is unresponsiveness.
Yes.
So one of the complaints was, look, we're calling your attention to these things and you're not responding. And so the body English on all of this online dialogue, obviously it's just writing on the page, but when you read it, there is an emotional sense of, we tried and we tried and we tried and we just don't think we have a choice.
Yeah, that's interesting, Tim. Like I say, this is the system working. And thankfully, these are very cool heads prevailing to make to make very sound decisions. You know, for those of us who happily just use our web browsers every day, not thinking too much about it, you really got to give a lot of thanks to the people who think very hard about this and monitor all those certificates and the entire ecosystem very, very closely. And this is it's a rare event, and that's why we're bringing it up on today's podcast, just to give some color to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a rare event, and hopefully we won't see it again for a long time. CAs, certainly, I would say the vast majority of CAs are very committed to doing their job impeccably to the degree that they are able. And they need to be, because this is what can happen when you fail to do that. And again, all we have to look back is the biggest CA in the market had to stop being a CA. And so that shows you that the power of these kinds of things when these moves are made, and therefore it's a good thing they're made sparingly. They should be made sparingly with very good reason, because they are irreversible.
PKI is not easy, Tim.
PKI is not easy. So that's the gist of CertiMoMe. We'll keep you appraised if anything else. I guess the last point is timing. So Mozilla does have a regular schedule. They haven't said when the distrust is going to come explicitly, but my belief is it'll come in the next release, which is scheduled for July. So that's when I think we'll see that distrust actually occur. And if, you know, it might be otherwise, but I expect that's when we'll see it happen. So that means that people are using those certs now. They have 6 to 8 weeks to get switched over. And if you are using any certs from CertiMoMe, I would be looking for alternatives.
Yeah, for the casual listener, it probably doesn't affect anything around you. If you're using Firefox or any of the other browsers, that'll probably update on the regular update cycle, as Tim says.
Yes, it will.
However, if you are a web administrator, Tim, I think we bring this up in almost every podcast now. Yeah. Make sure you're dealing with a CA that's still trusted. Be aware of what certificates you're using. Make sure that they're rotating on the correct cycle. Make sure they're updating at the right time, and you should be okay.
Consider certificate automation. This is a great argument for certificate automation. This is a great argument for certificate discovery, in case you have these certificates and you don't even know it. And it's a great argument for crypto agility. So three of the things that we always pound on, we're back to pounding on them again.
You got it.
So that's it. This is Root Causes. Thank you very much, Jay.
See you next time.